All right, that wasn't a bow. That was me trying to fix a music stand. And Jose, thank you so much for sharing your story. I never told Marilyn this part of how I feel. But pretty much every time I'm doing these, when I'm writing them, and you're trying to write out the story, and it's really emotional, there's always a point on Saturday night. Where I can't see the end, where I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be done, and I don't think I'll be able to play it. And I'm pretty much always, I'm like, is there any way I can call off? But I never do. I always show up. And the reason is because I always think what I have to do tomorrow, it doesn't even compare at all to what the vets have done. And so I can make it through. So this song is... This song is, I would say that a lot of what's in here is by Joshua Prior, and sometimes when you read other people's words and other people's poetry, it's almost like you can see the pictures in it, and by pictures, I mean it's almost like the letters are their own pictures, like, you know, you can see the vines and the roses and the little, I don't know how to explain it, and no, I wasn't doing anything questionable before I got here. But I'll just say this, because I know there's other people that feel the way I do, even though this sounds a little bit weird. But I sometimes read other people's words, and it looks like a zipper into another universe. And it's like, I know I could just like pull that a little bit and see in, and it's almost like it's creeping through. When I read Joshua's words, that's how it felt to me. And it's because it comes from a place of honesty of the heart, honesty of the mind, and honesty of the soul, and that was just what his words were. So this song, it's a lot of words that actually Joshua came up with, and all I might have done is sometimes I might have had to reinterpret something so that it would fit into the context of a song or rhyme where I placed it. Or maybe I might take this line and that line and put them back to back just so they would fit into the song. But Broken Crayons is his idea. And he was playing with his daughter one day, sitting on the floor, and he saw some broken crayons. And he thought how that represented him, because him and people that he knew, because a broken crayon, it can actually do twice as much, because it's now two crayons. And he also had a thought about broken mirrors. So a regular mirror reflects one point of light, or one of every source of light, you know. But if you have a shattered mirror, it's going to reflect for every source of light and every broken piece of the mirror, it's going to reflect that much more light. And so these are mostly Joshua Prior's words. And when we got finished with our I don't know what to call it, meeting, I guess, it wasn't an interview, I don't know what you call it, but when we got finished with it, you know, he found out I taught in Cleveland, and he lives way out in Lorraine, and we're here in Avon, and I live in Cleveland, and I teach in Cleveland. And he said, well, what school do you teach at? And I told him the school I taught at, and he said, my kids go there. And I said, no, well, you live out there, you know. He said, yeah, well, my kids go there. And then he told me their names, and I was like, wow, you know. And I've tried, it's a hard school to have a band in, but I've tried to start a band, and it kind of happens, but kind of doesn't. But the first flute player I ever had at my school who actually started playing songs and not just one-note songs was his daughter. And I'll always have that memory. And that was before I ever met him or knew who he was, so.